Part 2. We just can't predict. When I ask people to name three recently implemented technologies that most impact our world today, they usually propose the computer, the internet, and the laser. All three were unplanned, unpredicted, and unappreciated upon their discovery, and remained unappreciated well after their initial use. They were consequential. They were black swans. Of course, we have this retrospective illusion of their partaking in some master plan. You can create your own lists with similar results, whether you use political events, wars, or intellectual epidemics. You would expect our record of prediction to be horrible. The world is far, far more complicated than we think, which is not a problem, except when most of us don't know it. We tend to tunnel while looking into the future, making it business as usual, black swan free, when in fact, there's nothing usual about the future. It's not a Platonic category. We've seen how good we are at narrating backward, at inventing stories that convince us that we understand the past. For many people, knowledge has the remarkable power of producing confidence instead of measurable aptitude. Another problem? The focus on the inconsequential regular, the platonification that makes the forecasting inside the box. I find it scandalous that in spite of the empirical record, we continue to project into the future as if we were good at it, using tools and methods that exclude rare events. Prediction is firmly institutionalized in our world. We're suckers for those who help us navigate uncertainty, whether the fortune teller or the well-published, dull academics or civil servants using phony mathematics. From Yogi Berra to Henri Poincaré. The great baseball coach Yogi Berra has a saying, "It is tough to make predictions, especially about the future." While he didn't produce the writings that would allow him to be considered a philosopher, in spite of his wisdom and intellectual abilities, Berra can claim to know something about randomness. He was a practitioner of uncertainty, and as a baseball player and coach, regularly faced random outcomes and had to face the results deep into his bones. In fact, Yogi Berra is not the only thinker who thought about how much of the future lies beyond our abilities. Many less popular, less pithy, but not less competent thinkers than he, have examined our inherent limitations in this regard, from the philosophers Jacques Audemars and Henri Poincaré, commonly described as mathematicians, to the philosopher Friedrich von Hayek, commonly described, alas, as an economist, to the philosopher Karl Popper, commonly known as a philosopher. We can safely call this the Berra-Audemars-Poincaré-Hayek-Popper conjecture, which puts structural built-in limits to the enterprise of predicting. "The future ain't what it used to be," Berra later said. Note that these sayings attributed to Yogi Berra might be apocryphal. It was the physicist Niels Bohr who came up with the first one, and plenty of others came up with the second. These sayings remain, however, quintessential Berrisms. Berra seems to have been right. The gains in our ability to model and predict the world may be dwarfed by the increases in its complexity, implying a greater and greater role for the unpredicted. The larger the role of the black swan, the harder it will be for us to predict. Sorry. Before going into the limits of prediction, we'll discuss our track record in forecasting and the relation between gains in knowledge and the offsetting gains in confidence.